Did you know that entrepreneurs have different personality types or different profiles? We're going to talk about that today on Coach's Corner. I want to welcome you to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. Today's episode number 52, What is Your Success Profile? Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast, and I think that is you and I. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. Okay, I'm happy to be back again live here and in world of Facebook for another episode of Coach's Corner. It's been a fun, busy couple of weeks for me anyway. I've been having a lot of fun. I don't know about you. I don't know how things are going on your end, but from the people I've been talking to, wow, business is up all over the place. So people are doing really well business-wise, and I'm really happy to see that, really excited about that kind of news. I have something different for you today. I really wanted to get into thinking about these different kinds of entrepreneurs. We have different kind of personalities, right? As business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, people who are the boss, if you will, of a company. And, you know, there are different profiles. And I got to tell you something. Over the years, I've been coaching for quite a few years now. I've been watching a lot of different kinds of entrepreneurs. And I've really broken it down into three categories for me. And there's one and a half of these categories, which I won't work with somebody who fits in that category. But this other category, which I'm going to be honest with you, I hated when I first ran into this type of entrepreneur, but today I realize, wow, that's the real success key, if you will. That's the way to become more successful. It was that kind of thing that really got me started in thinking this way and thinking about, well, you know, we have different personalities as entrepreneurs. Some of us are go-getters. Some of us, we tend to sit back a little bit more. And the question really becomes, which one are you right now? Because it may or may not be serving you. And when you start to see, or I'm going to unfold it a little bit for you today, when you start to see that, you may have, you know, the desire to maybe change it a little bit and maybe say, well, you know, maybe I want to be a different type. I certainly did over the course of my career. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that as well. And where I am today, I think it's really an exciting path, if you will. And I've worked with a lot of business owners over the years, and many of them have indeed shifted. So today's topic is very simple. Three most important entrepreneurial success profiles, and you are going to fit into one of these categories, like it or not. One of them is going to fit you, and we're going to get into this because it's important, I think, from the perspective, if I were coaching you, for instance, if you got me on the phone and said, hey, I want to hire you as my coach, I want to coach with you, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to try to assess where you are right now. I'm going to try to assess where you are, where you're headed, and what kind of personality you have, and whether or not where you're headed matches the personality. If it doesn't match, all the goals in the world aren't going to get you there, right? You need to change what's going on inside of you. When people come to my seminars over the years, I've been watching so many sit there and take copious notes and learn everything they could possibly learn. And I go out and teach and teach and teach, and I get real excited about teaching and real motivated about it. And then when you don't see the results, you start to put those people in a category and you say, okay, what's going on here that these people are learning and can regurgitate what you've shared with them, but for some reason, they don't get any further than that. That's as far as they go. It's not that the seminar was bad. It's not that the content doesn't work. Or you see other people just buying and buying program after program after program after program. And you say, well, how's your business? And it's like, well, if I need the full-time job to pay for the programs I'm buying. It's not working, right? The programs are supposed to generate more and more income for you, and you're supposed to be learning from them. And what ends up happening, especially in today's society, my gosh, with the cell phones and the constant knocking from, you know, this person and that person selling this and selling that and next greatest and great, you just get confused. I get into information overload a lot of times too. And I go, okay, I got to stop. I got to stop reading the email, stop checking Facebook, right? For a while. I have to really, really refocus myself. So there's a lot to be said about that from, you know, the perspective of being an entrepreneur and being the kind of person who goes out there and says, hey, I'm going to make this happen. I've got this business dream. I'm going to make it happen. But if you're not in the right frame of mind in terms of getting it there, you're going to stall like so many do. I'm going to say the vast majority, 90% plus, will stall and never actually have a successful business. And then there's that small percentage that kind of get there. And then there's that 1% that, you know, is over the top. And we're going to talk about all three of them today. You don't want to be in category one, obviously. You want to be certainly in category two or two plus or even three. And you'll see when we go through that a little bit more today. So, which profile will you fit into? That is the pressing question of the day. You're going to fit into one of three. And pretty much everyone that I've ever worked with fits into one of these three. And I got to tell you, based on 23 years of coaching business owners, entrepreneurs, coaches, doctors, lawyers, real estate agents, you name it, I've coached, it doesn't matter the industry, I've coached people in all industries. And as long as they're business owners, as long as they fit into that category of entrepreneur, that's what I'm talking about here today. Personality traits, we've got a lot of them. We've got a lot of different categories. I'm specifically talking today if you're a business owner or a business owner who wants to become a business owner or an entrepreneur who really wants to do more or really get into this industry, leave the 9-to-5 world and get into making your own rules. This is the presentation for you. So as I said before, entrepreneurs will fit into one of three success profiles. Actually, that's not 100% accurate. I tend to fit into two, but we'll go into the details. Okay, you want to know what they are. Let's talk about number one. Now, this is a category, like I said before, you probably don't want to be here, although I got to be honest with you, this is where I was when I first started my foray into the entrepreneurial world back in the early 90s, right? This is where I was. I was what could be considered a big talker. Now, what is a big talker? You run into these people all the time, and big talkers, for lack of a better explanation, no matter what, they're talking up big game. They're going to do this, and they're going to do that, and they've got this plan and that plan, and, you know, I've got this idea, and this book's going to sell 100 million copies, and I've got this idea for a product, and it's going to go wild, and everyone's going to buy it. Big talkers, right? You hear them. You run into them, and I was like that when I hadn't accomplished anything. That's all I had was ideas and dreams, so I would talk about my ideas and my dreams. Not a bad place to start. I'm not going to beat myself up for starting there, but you don't want to stay there. Big talkers are going to remain big talkers for a long time to come, and they can best be described as, they talk a great game, but in the end, they're more a dreamer than a doer. You certainly don't want to be a dreamer. You want to be someone who's out there and you want to get out there and you want to be someone who does more than dreams. Although, you know, like I said, dreams are a good place to start. But it's not going to get you to the end goal of, you know, filling the bank account or creating that successful business that helps thousands and thousands of people. You're not going to get there. So you got to do something more than just dream. You've got to be able to be the doer. So big talk, great, but talk is cheap. Talk doesn't get you anywhere. Talk might motivate you. And these days when I hear big talkers, okay, great. You've got some ideas. That's wonderful. When you get into the next phase and you start implementing, then let's have a conversation. So if you're a type of person who hires me as a coach and I figure out right away that you're a big talker, I won't work with you because I can't help you at this stage. Nothing I can do. You're talking. You're not implementing. And success comes from implementation, not from just talking, although we'd like to see it differently. It is certainly not that. Okay, I promised you three. Here's number two. Information gatherers. Oh my gosh, how many times have you seen these people, right? These people can't read enough books. They can't attend enough seminars. These people are constantly absorbing information. Now, I am one of these people as well. I fit this profile. Like I said, I fit number one. I fit number two. Number two, I kind of go in and out of. Like, I go into stages or phases, if you will, where I'm gathering a lot of information, doing a lot of research, reading a lot of books, attending seminars, watching videos, that kind of thing. Because, you know, you want to learn what the new stuff is. You can't possibly have your finger on every pulse all the time. It's one pulse. That's it. I got one area of expertise, but I need to know so many other things because I've got clients in so many different industries that, you know, I will be an information gatherer. That's not terrible. The problem is there are a lot of information gatherers who just continually gather information. They get motivated and excited by learning. And that's the end goal for them. there really isn't anything beyond that. They want to get excited about learning. So they learn and learn and learn. They keep learning and they keep learning and they learn and they learn and they learn some more and they buy the next book. They buy the next program. They watch the next series of videos. They attend the next seminar. They just keep going and going and going and going. But they never implement anything because now they've got too much in their head. Way, way, way too much in their head. So these guys can best be defined this way. As you'll find them at every seminar, reading every book, watching every video, and they would rather learn than take action, right? They'd rather be learning than taking action. Now, we know that there are a lot of these kind of people out there, and like I said, I go into phases, and at some point, I'm like that too. I'd rather be learning, learning the new skills and learning whatever else is out there, new techniques and new strategies, rather than implementing. However, I always get to the implementation stage because I know that's where the money is, right? So the third entrepreneurial profile, and you're going to like this one, is I call it shoot first. These are people who get out there and they shoot first, right? They ask questions later, literally. Now, early on in my career, I worked with a couple of these people and I hated it. I just hated it because they took no time to analyze. They took no time to think about anything. If I gave them an idea of something they can do, they were already on the phone implementing it. If they were in my seminar and learning, they were on their iPads or on their laptops and they were already putting it into action. They didn't think about it. They didn't pontificate on it. They didn't sleep on it. They just got it going. And it really bothered me at first because it was like, well, no analysis, because I like to analyze. I like to think about things. And, you know, I'm not really the shoot first. I wasn't that certainly early on. I'm much more that way now than I've ever been. Now, shoot first people, yeah, they can get on your nerves. They can really bother you with the way they act, but they also produce the biggest results. And I'll give you some idea. These entrepreneurs hear a new idea and a new idea that they, here's the key to it, is a new idea that they like. And they jump immediately into implementation. So they finally hear something that they like on the radio, on a podcast. They're learning, they're hearing, and they're implementing. And it's like one step for them. Learn, implement, learn, implement, learn, implement, rather than the gatherer, the information gatherer, who's just learning and learning and learning and doesn't have the implementation piece. Only halfway there, right? Knowledge is power, but knowledge without action is useless, right? It's just knowledge. It's locked up in here, or it's locked up on a bookshelf somewhere. It doesn't really get you where you want to go. So you got to get into the implementation stage. So these entrepreneurs, these shoot first types, have a unique gift of being able to sort quickly and only act when something is in alignment with their goals. This is a really important piece here. I'll leave this one up for a moment to let it sink in. They only act when something is in alignment with their goals. In other words, they're not shooting in every direction. They've got a very clear vision of what they want to do. And when something fits, that's when they're going to jump. That's when they're going to act. So they're not just all over the place. You know, they get the feeling sometimes that they go to a seminar and they get an idea, bang, and they're running out there. But the idea has to fit a certain pattern for them. They've got a goal. They've got an idea in mind of what they're trying to create. They're very clear on what their business is. They're very clear on who they do business with. They're very clear on who their customers are and what they're selling them. And when an idea fits, they're bang, shoot first, they're in, they're rocking with it, they're getting it going. They're not thinking about it, they're not procrastinating about it, they're not sleeping on it, they're implementing it literally within, this will surprise you, but they're implementing it within minutes of hearing the idea. Now you might think, who does that? Well, it's the 1% that does that. Look at them at the seminars, watch them. You know, they'll learn something, they'll sit in a seminar, they'll hear something that's good. A lot of times they're gonna step out of the room and they're going to be on the phone, they're going to be on a laptop, an iPad, an iPhone, they're going to be whatever they're going to be already implementing. They're calling back the office and saying, hey, I have this great idea, I want to put this into action right now, we're not waiting, we're going with it. You know, and that's the kind of person that they are. So they end up in the top 1%. So you need to have some of this in your personality. You could be the big talker, that's great, but you got to do more than talk. You got to gather information and then you've got to implement. So the ideal is you look at it and you say, I want all these three pieces to be there. You could skip the big talker phase. I'm telling you, you could skip that one. It's okay. Okay. Another aspect of the shoot first type of personality, they're often very focused and they don't think about challenges, problems, issues they'll run into until they show up. In other words, they don't spend time analyzing it ahead of time. They're saying, well, you know, if we were to get this autoresponder system, you know, it's probably not going to work for this or for that. If they hear an idea and they think it's good, they're going to jump. They're going to buy the program. They're going to jump on the autoresponder, pay for the service. They're going to implement it. And then what they'll do is, as they're going down the path, then they'll figure out, well, are there challenges with it? And if there are, at that point, they'll solve them, or they'll reach out to somebody who has already solved them, and they'll contact them and say, okay, what do I need to do here? This is what my goal is. This is where I'm headed. I love this idea. I ran into this issue. Who can help me fix it? Right? And they're very quick to deal with that. It's not like, oh, they get stuck. I know a lot of people I've run into over the years, you know, who have built email lists, but won't email them, won't send a message out because they're afraid of getting it wrong. You know what? Get over it. You're going to do make a lot of mistakes. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I've sent out emails that didn't work. I've probably sent out more emails that didn't result in anything than I have emails that have actually resulted in something. But that's part of the game, right? You don't hear people talk about there's more failure in success than there is success. It's like, you know, you don't hit every ball you swing at doesn't go over the fence, but, you know, enough of them do, all of a sudden you're a superstar, right? The truth of the matter is, if you don't swing, you're never going to get those balls to go over the fence or those pucks in the net. You just got to be able to step up and do that kind of thing. So in business, it's the same thing. You're going to run into challenges. It's okay. It's normal. It's expected. People get paid big money to solve challenges, right? The better you become at problem solving, the better and more successful you become overall in business. People call me. Why do you think they call me? Number one reason they call me is because they've got a challenge they're unable to solve themselves. Either it's a marketing challenge, it's a technical challenge, it's a messaging challenge, it's a pricing strategy challenge. They call me because they're stuck. And when they call me, we get on the phone and we do a conference call or we do whatever and we walk through it and we figure out what's going on. Sometimes it takes a little bit of research, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but we'll always find the solution to break through and get them to the next stage. They don't get stuck. A lot of people get stuck when they run into a problem. Oh, my autoresponder is not working. You know, the guys who developed it, they said they're going to fix it, but, you know, it's been 6 months and they haven't fixed it yet. You know what? If you're a shoot first kind of person, you've left those people already. You know what I mean? I have customers who are like that. I'm more like that now when I need to do something and whatever service or whatever system I'm using doesn't do it. No problem jumping to something else and leaving them behind. They may fix it eventually. They may get around to it, but why should I wait, right? Every day that I wait for them to fix something that I really need, it's costing me money. Shoot first. Get out there. Get it done. Find somebody who's already doing it. Find somebody who's already solved the issue and move forward that way. That makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? So the shoot first kind of people, there's a lot of value in that. Value in understanding how they think, how they operate, how they approach issues, challenges as they show up. So I'm going to go refer back to this because it's important here. Their focus, and like I said, they will prefer to wait for the challenge to show up rather than thinking about it so much ahead of time. Because that analyzing time really ends up wasting a lot of time. So what they're going to do is they're going to go a little bit faster and they're going to go down and they're like, well, you know what? When we get to the bridge, we're going to figure out what we need to do to cross that bridge. But we're not there yet. We're here. And they're very clear on where they are. They're very clear on where they're going. And they're very clear on what the next steps are for them. And that really helps them a lot. Next attribute to these people, they get more done in a day than most of us will get done in a month or sometimes a year. You know, I kid you not on that. Like I said, I've worked with a lot of these kinds of people and they're amazing to work with. But they are fast. I'm going to tell you, they really get things done. So if you're looking for the magic bullet and you're saying, well, how do I get out of, you know, stuck zone where, you know, there's just a few sales coming in or my YouTube channel doesn't have that many followers or my Twitter account's very low and nobody ever sees anything I post on Facebook or, you know, all the kind of common questions that people ask. The information is out there. It's everywhere. There are experts in any one of those areas that you can call and you can get that information. Now, once you have the information, what do you need to do with it? Implement it. Put it into action. Use it as quickly as possible, right? Somebody came to me and this is really interesting. They bought a course on marketing on Instagram. Course is 4 years old. They haven't looked at it yet, but they're going to get to it. They promise they're going to get to it. They're going to read the marketing on Instagram course from 4 years ago. What's the value of that course now? 4 years later, these social networks are changing literally, you know, weekly. They're different. Something 4 years ago? No. There may be value, but it's going to be minuscule to what from what it was when it first came out. So again, the shoot first kind of person would say, I'm going to get this course, I'm going to devour it over the weekend, and Monday morning, bang, implementation happens. We're putting it into action. Rather than, well, I got the course, I feel good about the course, it's on my shelf, it's becoming shelf help, and at some point I'm going to get to it, but that point is not now, and it's not today, right? So not the best way to approach it, not the best way to go about things. So my question I'm going to refer back to from the very beginning here is, which profile do you fit best? Are you the big talker? No shame in that. You just don't want to stay there. Are you the information gatherer? No harm in that. That's very good. Or are you the shoot first? Right? So really do an assessment of yourself. Figure out where you are. And know that it's not terrible to be in any one of these. But the truth of the matter is you want to get to, you know, that third phase where you're shooting first. You're getting stuff done. Because that's where the action happens. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the sales come in. That's where you're making a difference rather than just talking about making a difference. Now, like I said, when I first started, I began my entrepreneurial career, I was absolutely the big talker. I didn't really have anything to talk about. I couldn't really do anything else. I was just getting started. And this I'm talking about back in the late 1980s, early 1990s. I was just getting going. I got my first articles published in national magazines. Nobody'd really known me yet. So I really didn't have anything to talk about. So I started out as the big talker. And what happened was, as I got a little bit further into my career, obviously I learned, I watched people who are up and more successful than me. And even if I didn't like them personally or like what they were doing, I said, what is it that they're doing that's allowing them to be more successful than I am right now? And that was a really powerful question because I didn't like the shoot first person. Like I said, never liked that personality type. It was hard to work with when I was first getting started because I wasn't there. I wasn't aligned with that at all. And I'm a lot more like that today because I grew. So today I'm more information gatherer from time to time and part shoot first. So I gather information. I'm very quick to implement what I learn. I don't let courses sit for 3 or 4 years. I know some people will do that. Those people are not me. I certainly won't be one of those people who are going to, you know, sit back and say, hey, I'm going to get to the point where, you know, I'll read this course, but it's probably going to be a month from now, 2 months from now. You know what? If somebody's doing a launch and they're selling a new course and they've got a new strategy for marketing, guess what's going to happen if you wait a month from now? Everyone else is going to be using it too. Guess what? It probably won't work as well anymore. So you learn something. Implement it, get it out there, get it into the marketplace and start using it, start benefiting, profiting from it as quickly as possible. That's going to make the biggest difference. So, you know, I've grown over the years. I've become a much better business person, much better entrepreneur, learning from even, like I said, people that I didn't necessarily enjoy working with early on. But I watched them and I said, okay, they're doing something that I'm not doing. And why it was annoying me so much is because it wasn't in alignment with what I was doing. I thought I was talking big, talking up a big storm, but you're really not making a big difference. So implementation really is the key to this. So you want to be more, the closer you can get to being a shoot first kind of person, the better off you're going to be, the more success you're going to find for yourself. So then with that, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor for today's show. Our sponsor is The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. You can become a better, more successful business owner with the help of our world-class instructors. There is Silvika Roska, who you see on there, and she's a brilliant life coach and business coach, and she's just growing her career by leaps and bounds. Really loved having her in studio. Some of the other instructors we have, Mitch Axelrod, good friend of mine, Melanie Benson, Shahar Boyayan came in, Lisa Rothstein, old Madison Avenue copywriter, Russ Von Holscher, the godfather of direct mail marketing. Guy's written, I think, 25 books or so in the direct mail world and very, very intelligent. Love to have these people, love to have conversations with them. Our interviews are all video. So it's not like you have to listen to audio. You can listen to it in the car if you wanted to, but it's best consumed on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android phone, your laptop, your desktop, or even your Apple TV or Roku device so that you can watch them on regular television. Lots of programs in there. So you can get unlimited streaming when you subscribe. You just go to the website, click on the subscribe button, and you'll get access now. And it's just $9.95 a month, but you you can save 25% on your subscription when you use offer code COACH at checkout. Visit us, themarketingnetwork.tv. Alrighty. If you have questions about anything I talked about today or anything at all, here's my email address. Be happy to answer your questions either on a future episode, future podcast episode, or I'll just email you directly and help you out there if you need help with your business. If you need to get a little unstuck, you need someone to push you, I might be the person to do that. Or if I'm not the one, I'll find you somebody who is. Just drop me a line, robert@ultimatewealth.com, and that is my email address. Also, give us a like on here if you, you like the content. Certainly go ahead and share it with people and make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well. We'd really love to have you do that. And with that, I say thank you so much for watching, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Coach's Corner.